Avian influenza is infecting birds across the entire country. David Sparks, Sportsman Spotlight. Just like COVID with this deadly disease around, it's good to be informed. Here to help us manage the effects of avian influenza is Fish and Game official Roger Phillips.
It's one of those things, unfortunately, that we have to kind of, and I hate to just use the term, let nature run its course, but there's no vaccine for avian flu. There's no treatment for it. And very well-intended people sometimes want to pick up those birds and take them to us or to a rehabilitator. And basically, it boils down to that usually does more harm than good, because now you're taking a sick animal and moving it around. And kind of leave those things alone. If people find dead birds and they want to pick them up, you know, wear a mask, wear gloves, put them in a garbage bag and get them in the garbage. And then the other thing is, and this is entirely voluntary, but, you know, make sure if people are feeding birds, you're not congregating a whole bunch of them. And, you know, what I've been telling folks is, you know, a hummingbird feeder probably isn't going to be a big issue, but if you're throwing a bunch of grain out for waterfowl during a waterfowl migration, when we know this is going on, you're kind of setting things up for some trouble. So use your good judgment, and, you know, the best judgment in some cases might be just hold off for a while.
Got questions? Contact your local Fish and Game people or your Department of Agriculture. Hope you enjoyed Sportsman Spotlight. I'm David Sparks.